Alone now, the princess grew up and grew into her position as heir presumptive. At 18, she was old enough to reign alone, which was fortunate as the old king died soon after. The change in her life, so long prepared for, was still something that took much getting used to. All the older habits of youth must be thrown aside, and she tried to forget things like fairies at the bottom of the garden. And she might have succeeded if the fairies had let her. Now, everyone knew that these days kings and queens didn't really rule over their kingdoms, not really. She had various meetings with officials where the many limits of her powers were carefully laid out. They were depressing meetings, long and laboured, explaining how she, the queen, wasn't allowed to say anything. Nothing that could change anything. Only after one meeting, where she was feeling fairly tired with the whole process, an advisor pointed out that there were some elements of the government of the kingdom and dominions where the duly elected government were powerless before the anointed power of the royal crown. The government had no legal power, moral or temporal power, to interfere with Her Majesty's governance of the fairy kingdom of Great Britain. There was a heavy silence following this statement. The adviser who told her this did so in perfect seriousness. He wasn't joking. There was a legally classified, and by this he meant classified, people who were known as fairies. And she, the queen, had sole dominion over them. All the memories she had so carefully buried as being imaginary came rushing back to the surface. She managed to ask, quite calmly, to see a representative of the fairies. She wanted to know who these additional subjects were. Later that day, the adviser brought in a young woman, veiled and demure, who curtsied and waited. The queen thought this hardly looked like a fairy creature, and the woman lifted her veil. Before the queen was the mirror image of her own face. It was the fairy from the bottom of the garden. Only now it had grown up. Just like her. This was the first time Queen Victoria fully encountered the fairies, the mirror people, the trolls. But it was never going to be the last.